Good evening, and tonight in the Basement Record Library, the music of Lee Hazelwood. Born in Oklahoma, son of a wildcatter, Hazelwood mustered out of the Korean War and went to disc jockey school on the GI Bill. Hazelwood was working on the air at KRUX in Phoenix, Arizona, and he started putting out country records on his Viv Records label in 1955. He made records with artists like Jimmy Spellman.
Don't doubt me ever, never make me blue. If you want my love, I'll always be true. It's you, you.
Loy Klingman.
Trials and tribulations, this thought brings me consolation. Time heals all wounds and time wounds all heal.
Jimmy Johnson.
I'm just a cat daddy with a loud meow. Come with me, honey, in my hot rod now. We'll make every spot in this man's town. We're gonna get.
He was the first DJ in Phoenix to play Elvis on the radio. When guitarist Al Casey hit on this lick to go with Hazelwood's song, The Fool, the record was transformed, and Hazelwood decided it was a rock and roll record and to give the master to another local label. Nothing happened to the record until Randy Wood of Dot Records put it out, and it hit the top 10 in August 1956.
He's fine, he loves her so much, he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye.
Sanford Clark, The Fool. Hazelwood was working for Dot Records in Hollywood by the following March, writing and producing records back in Phoenix like Need You with Donnie Owen, which made a little noise on the charts.
Need you, your tenderness, your understanding.
Or Linda Liu with Ray Sharp.
Turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Liu, Linda Liu, Linda Liu, demi, what are you going?
But when Hazelwood brought Randy Wood his first record with guitarist Duane Eddy, Wood said it sounded like someone trying to string barbed wire across the Grand Canyon. Within 18 months, on another record label, Duane Eddy would become the biggest selling instrumentalist in pop history.
¶¶
when Eddie was a teenager skulking around the radio station looking for extra country records when Hazelwood first met him, he used to drive young Duane to gigs on Saturday nights. Hazelwood was working on a sound. He moved a grain tank outside the studio as an echo chamber. The twangiest guitar of all. We'll be right back with more Lee Hazelwood on Selvin on the City.